Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, Revolution Radio freedomslips.com is listener supported. So stop by the homepage, freedomslips.com. Visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps.
We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We're taking in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
be
more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look!
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace... stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here.
What are you going to do? Bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Welcome on, welcome all, and it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on until 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern Time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
Skype.
Yeah, now there it goes. Right. I think we're there. Still didn't say it out of it, though. Oh, come on. So I think we're there. I got two feathers with me. And I think it's time. I tried to add the station by the time the phone got to it. I think it did it, but I can't tell. So here we are. And this is Why Not. And I don't know what's a lot, you know. We're just giving what we've got type of thing, right? And it's interesting. I found something. I was researching it right before the show. And it made me laugh because of the topic I've been on. My son called me yesterday and today, actually, and we talked for hours. And one of the subjects he brought up was this new thing that I heard about ticks. There's this tick that's a Texas tick or something because it has a white spot on its back that looks like Texas. But if you get bitten from it, it'll actually give you I forget what it is, but some kind of enzyme that most of the creatures on the planet have, and it makes you allergic to eating red meat. And he said dairy too, which made me laugh because it would change the world if everybody got bit. And when I was researching it, they said that it's not as bad as it could be in the South because... And it's really bad here, like this is where the most ticks are, but they've got these red ants that are even worse than the ticks, and they eat the babies of the ticks. So in the areas with red ants, it's like a 90% difference in how many people that get bit. And it's an interesting thing. Like, I brought it up because it's like this time, and it's not just America, it's the most of the nations in the world and stuff, and it's spreading really fast, and you only have to get bit once, and a lot of people react to it, and then next time you have a steak, you kind of wake up in the middle of the night with an allergy attack and you're in hives and swollen and stuff. So it's a strange like thing that's going on. That maybe the creator is like explaining how it's supposed to work or something. So I got two feathers with me, and we're all listener supported here. And we are number one because it's amazing the stuff that comes to the table around here and how interesting it really gets. And I don't know what to say about, you know, all the stuff in the news. Like, I'm getting really tired of it. It's just to poke you and push your buttons and get everybody at each other's throats and, you know, like, take everything away from you so everybody's frustrated from, you know, how much we've lost and stuff. I think it's time for something new. And I think any time it gets like this, it's just a distraction from how horrible it really has gotten. You know, when these people are so selfish and they can't lie any better and they can't hide anything anymore. And even when you have something like 2,000 mules come out, they try and act like it's not true and everybody can see it's true. So they're coming out with another 2,000 mule type thing in a month or so. And that one's supposed to be even bigger than the first one. And it's going to be interesting, like, how can you get away with it when it's in everybody's face? You know, and so what do you think, Two Feathers? How can you get away with it when it's in everybody's face?
I think we ought to bring them some of those ants.
I think you got enough of them in your area.
Man, what kind of ants are those, man? It's just like, are they big ants? Did he give them a name, the type of ants they are?
No, you know those red ants that are everywhere. You know, like when you see red ones, they bite a lot, you know?
Is that like those big red fuzzy ants? They call them bull ants?
No, these are just the little red ants that... like they came over with shipping and stuff, You know, like they're everywhere. I went camping in Louisiana, and the whole campsite was all ants. So it's like it was kind of hard to camp there. Yeah, nowadays I put my sleeping spot above my bike, so I don't have to deal with any of the creatures. Ants and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The ants are one of the worst. But,
you know, like, yeah, they can be the worst. I got this really nice no-see-um mosquito net that you get for, like, the army cots and stuff. And I took and sewed two of them together, and it covers my whole bike, like, over the top and everything.
Nice.
So, it's a good 8 foot high, and it's about 12 foot long now. And it's a nice area, and then I have these things on the top of the bike. You can spread it out, and then you can walk around the bike underneath the net. So it's a really nice setup. It makes me laugh.
Man,
like
nice.
The things that I see. Yeah. And the little mosquitoes here, they're called no-see-ums because they're so little. They look like the size of a period or something. I can barely see them when you're flying in the air. You have to have like a white background to actually see them. And I get out of that mosquito net for like 5 minutes to try and do something like tighten up a bolt or something on something, and I'll have a welt on my foot as soon as I get out of the net. So they're there all during the day. You can't get much done. It's been hot as hell out, you know, so you got to keep going in and out of the air conditioning, and that makes it worse. It makes it feel even hotter. And so it's been a little complicated to get done with the bugs and stuff. I had to put the net up just to be able to work outside. So I think what's happening is nature is coming down on us hard. You know, like, we might be thinking that, you know, we're too much for nature, but I think nature's always in control, you know.
Mm.
I think we have to go back to nature too to actually save our asses, because man has gotten control of too much of our health and stuff. Yeah. All these new weapons of, you know, scientists. Scientists are weapons now. It's really getting that bad.
Terrible.
The ones with all the knowledge trying to kill people.
That are using the knowledge for, you know, making a, you know, and you can see it, like, for the people that choose to want to be awake, you know, you can see, like, the, you know, they, it's like a one-party system, you could say affluent, if you will. You know, that they, you know, they, you could say that they feed them the knowledge. But really and truthfully, like you say, that, you know, we also have the knowledge too, you know, that knowledge is not hard to find, right?
I think that's where we're at. It's not about what you learn at university. It's like when you use your senses and you get inspiration. I think that's the new way of getting knowledge. Like, I think the Creator is back, and we've strayed as far as we can get from the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people are saying, you know, religion isn't something you want to talk about and stuff, but it's time to really solve all of this dogma, or however it was put together. You know, so really, I think it's the biggest topic is where you're going next. And especially in a time when they're, you know, trying to scare your pants off, you know? Like, you really want to know what's next so you don't have any fears here. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, if I was by some females, I wouldn't have to scare their pants off.
You like that idea?
Yeah.
Put some females around.
Yeah, I wouldn't have
Maybe
to
that's
scare
why
their
we do it, right? Oh, you wouldn't have to. It'd be all over you.
I was going to say that, have you ran across any, your favorite, rocks, lately or what?
I've got beautiful turquoise. I actually gave up buying it because it got too expensive. The one site actually ran out of, the stuff that I was getting, you know, so they only sell beads now. And the beads are getting so expensive, it's ridiculous, too. So I don't know if that's because of the stock market. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think people are looking for something to invest in, you know, because you don't know what is going to hold its value.
I remember when you was first telling me about, you know, that the rocks that they were selling at one time, it seemed like they were going pretty good, man, for a little bit. You was on a roll, and then all of a sudden somebody discovered that, you know, a certain amount of people wanted to, like you're saying, go and invest in these rocks, and now all of a sudden they're making the little beads, you know, pricey and stuff. I mean, come on. That junk ain't worth, you know.
Well, what happened was when they started selling the beads and they went for really high prices, then the people were bidding higher on the rough rocks, the bigger pieces. So I was getting it by the pound, and I was getting around $10 a pound. That's what I was willing to bid. So I was getting it for under that, usually. And the last piece I bought, a really nice turquoise, is like really beautiful, about $150, but I paid, it was like 19 ounces. I paid $7 an ounce or something. And those beads, if I made beads out of it, are probably going to go for $5 to $10 a gram. You know, so that's over, you know, over a pound of turquoise for $150. Yeah. So it's a good investment if you're going to cut it into beads and shine it up. And you don't have to do much to shine it up. Like, I just throw it in a tumbler for 3 or 4 days, and I put 10,000 grit diamonds in there, and that's all it takes. It's mortar. And it comes out real shiny. So just like, it's real soft in a way. You can cut it real fast. I have real thin blade saws that go for six, I think you get six for $20 or something. And they're like paper thin, the cut that it makes. Like, so you don't waste much turquoise. And then just from like cutting it on the saw and throwing it in the tumbler, it'll come out shiny. Because the saw leaves are pretty shiny. So it's pretty easy to work with.
Yeah.
And so I just think that the real investment is when you turn it into beads, because then you're getting paid for that time that you put in. You know, so it's a high paying job, actually. Something you can do yourself. And there's a lot of competition because there's so much jewelry that uses turquoise. So, it, you know, like just making copper bracelets or something would be a, you know, something good for people. Yeah. Like, we don't have enough copper. Yeah.
Oh, you don't?
Good. No, we don't. All of us. We're not getting the right minerals out of our stuff. And supplements don't really work. And you can absorb copper through the skin. So if you, you know, use a bracelet, it'll make a mark on your skin. And I think the mark goes away when you absorb enough of it. Not sure, but it's something like that. So it's good for you to have a copper.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, the copper actually helps you.
Yeah, it's something your body needs. There's like essential minerals, and that's one of them. If you don't have it, you'll have an imbalance of other things that, you know, you won't be able to absorb different minerals if you don't have copper, too.
Mm-hmm.
So... I think we're all mineralists. It's not about being vegetarian or meat eaters. We're just looking for the minerals.
Right.
And then the problem is the plants break down. Go ahead. What?
No, I was saying that like that one that Sergeant Miller showed is that he had. That was a nice size, you know, for absorbing copper, you know, into your system.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot to ask him what he paid for that one. That would be a nice one, you know, a nice size one to have to wear. Hell, it might make me feel like I got a little more energy at nighttime sometimes, you know?
Well, yeah, you're probably low in copper. I think if you look it up, I think most of us are low in it. What I was going to say was the plants, they break down the rocks and then they take up the minerals of the plant. And that's the way we're supposed to get our minerals. So, you know, taking supplements is like taking the rocks and trying to eat them and see if you get something out of it. It's not really the same. And then you have to put the pieces together so that you can get the right absorption, because the minerals from the rocks are not the same. Like, you know, like if you get a bunch of supplements and you put them together, they don't really, like, they don't work the same when they break down in your system. But the plants have it set up the way it's supposed to be for us. You know, that's what we came about here with.
Well, Tom, do you feel like you want to just inhale vegetables? Because they, you know, it's so good for you, you know?
Yeah, especially the green ones. You know, like they're colored the way like when you look at the chart for alkaline and acid, the pH scale, you can see the vegetable coloring in the scale. So we really do need that in our system. And it's starting to get down to everything is like a sign. Like you just go by the colors of things, like eating blueberries, they're good for you because they're up high on the alkaline scale.
You know what I just thought about? What if those ants leave bites like they calling it monkeypox, and you saying there's an outflux of those, you know, outburst of those ants? What if their bites are like that to make it look, you know, the because ants always leave those big, you know, those pus bites.
So you see, yeah, they would leave you looking like that. Yeah.
Yeah, what if those
monkeypox? Huh? What if that was the real monkeypox that they're talking about?
Yeah, like in other words, it would be the ant bite that make it, the pus on the inside would be the actual bite from the those ants. That would be a trip, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know a lot. It's funny how much the science knows about how things work. You know, it's just like this thing with the ticks. Who would think a tick could make you allergic to meat and possibly dairy, I think my son said. You know? Like make you become a vegan.
You see, that's why they get those crane birds, ingrates. Them little white ingrate birds that hang around the cows to eat all the bugs that come around the cows. You know, that's food for them. But they get like a free meal. You know, they get a free meal from the cow, each cow. So, and, you know, between them and the cow, they actually get like the bird not only gets a free meal, he gets a ride free on the back of the cow. And he doesn't have to pay a token. You know?
Yeah, he follows the cow around all day.
Yeah, he doesn't have to pay a token. It's for a free ride, you know? Plus, he's eating free.
we do have our place in the system that, you know, where we'd be happy and comfortable and stuff. We kind of eat free. We never use our senses. We haven't been taught how to survive without a system to take care of us. You know, like if there's a creator, we could survive just like everything else on the planet. Like you'll find what you need. You're supposed to have senses for that. And when you go into the wild, like this is going to happen soon if you can't get meat and you can't get things from the grocery and stuff. But when you go into the wild, you get wild food is better for you, so you don't need as much of it. You know, like you're going to get more nutrition out of it because it's not processed by man. Now, some people will say, you know, chemtrails are everywhere, but still you're going to get a better quality food in the wild, and it'll have less pollution if you get away from the cities. And you will survive that way. And it's not about chasing animals down. It's about you get more out of the plant world. So that's the solution. And you're supposed to be on a, like, your energy level is what's important. So it's what you do to survive. You know, like if you're going to kill things to live, you don't have the same energy level. And I've been trying to push that. Because I found out Jesus was a vegetarian, so we should all be vegetarians by now. So what do you think of that?
I thought he ate fish.
Well, why would he eat fish if he says that you shouldn't eat fish? In the Nazarene Bible, it says you shouldn't eat fish.
I don't remember that.
The story of Jesus.
Yeah, I don't
remember. You have to look at the other books. There's other books.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's a story of Jesus's family and his brothers and stuff were, you know, taking on the, I guess, the torch after he left, you know, and they didn't like Paul that much and stuff. And it seems like Paul ended up getting all the things done with the Romans, and it didn't really go the way Joshua and his family wanted it, you know, like his brother was supposed to be in charge. And this is from other books. But so the thing is, why would they tell us the truth? Go ahead.
I was going to say, I wanted to ask you about, did you actually get to sell one of your other bikes? Remember you telling me you was building like two or three bikes or something? No,
I had an extra one here. Yeah, I haven't tried to sell any yet. If I bought another one, I might sell it, but I'm really not finished yet. Like, as soon as I get it the way I want it. I just added a third motor to it, like another electric motor, because I can't start the motor by myself. I can, but when the motor's finicky, like today, it didn't have the right amount of gas or something, it wouldn't start. But I put an electric motor on that's like a 3,000 watt electric motor, and the thing has lots of power to spin the motor and get it started, so I don't have to start it. And then it has the right gearing so that I can use it as a generator off the gas motor and charge my batteries with it. So it's kind of a cool addition. Plus, it's like connected right to the gas motors, like straight drive. So that if I want, I can add electric power to the gas motor. It's an extra 4 horsepower or something I'd get. So it makes me laugh the way it's set up. It works the best way. And it'll be a generator or extra power. I'm starting to get to the point where the bike's getting heavier, so I'm kind of worried about how much energy I need to get it to go. I was going to add more solar panels to it to get it to just run off the sun. You're breaking up a little bit. Try it again.
What's that?
I said try again. You broke up a little.
Yeah, this guy the other day, he was talking about Elon Musk. I saw like it was like a TikTok, and he goes, "If electricity, I said, if we use alternators to power vehicles, right? This is, I mean, you know, he was being sarcastic, like not in an ugly way, but he was just trying to get people to think. He said, if we use alternators to power our vehicles." Why? What would happen if we would have an alternator on every car, on these electrical cars, and you know what I'm saying, on every tire? He said, well, "What if we had an alternator for every tire?"
It does work when we're going down. The
battery.
Huh? You can use it for brakes and going downhill. You can just use a regular electric motor. Like if you turn it, it'll generate power, and if you put power in, it'll generate motion.
Yeah, because we use the alternator to charge our batteries in our vehicles, right? To keep our batteries charged in our vehicles. So he said, well, why not have an alternator for every wheel charging our freaking batteries in his electrical car?
They always say that you can't get anything for nothing. So, you know, like, for one, it's extra weight if you put motors on each wheel. But it's like, you can get extra energy when it's going downhill and you're slowing it down or something. You can get it to charge the batteries. That's what you mean. Like, you use it for braking. But an alternator is just alternating voltage, and because it's spinning, and then they put it through diodes to charge the battery as DC. So a DC motor is just put DC in it, and if it's moving, you can take DC off it. So if you go to charge your batteries off the DC motor, as you're slowing down, it'll brake the vehicle. Like, you won't have to use your brakes, so that your brakes won't wear out anymore. You know, so you just use the magnetic energy in the motor to slow you down when it's charging the battery. And the harder you charge the battery, the faster you slow it down. So you can adjust it like that. And they're trying to say that you can't recover that much from, like, it's called regenerative braking, where you're using it to slow you down, that you only get like 10% back is what they're saying. You know, in that question, you know, do you get much energy out of it?
Right. Well, we could think like that in our regular freaking vehicles, but we can't because it already works. See what I'm saying? It's already working in our gas-powered vehicles. So So you can't exclude the fact that alternators are to alternate current in our vehicles. So therefore, if they do such a thing, why do we need gas at all? If we, I mean, if they turn the wheel, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because all we
I'm
need
looking
is
at
the
this
wheel
bike.
To turn to charge the alternator. Oh, right.
Right, I'm looking at this bike like it's got solar panels, but you got to be having the sun to get, you know, energy to go. And then, you know, it's electric motor, but the batteries have to be charged enough, so I can only go so far with it with the batteries before I have to charge them. I could get the sun to charge them, you know, anytime I'm out if I have the solar panels on the bike, which is kind of cool, and that would probably work, but you need enough solar panels so that you can just keep going without the batteries draining. So that would be cool if we would get to that point that you could get, like, I'm trying to get 9 solar panels on 2 bikes. Like, the one is a trailer for the other bike. And I think I can fit that many. And if I did that, it'd be like 900 watts, and then I think, you know, I'm averaging probably half that is what I get on an average. So I think at 400 watts, it might be enough to get you to go without using the batteries or without gas. And that would be the most efficient, the easiest way. It wouldn't break down. It's the least amount of parts, you know, moving and stuff. So it is the best way to go. But I can't rely on it. I think gas is the way to go for long distance. You know, like you don't have to worry about the batteries. Gas has a lot of energy in it. And a lot of it we're not using because we only have 17% efficiency on our gas engines. And they know that they could go linear motors where the pistons just go back and forth and they don't go around. You know, so a linear motor, you could use just a piston that moves back and forth and then a magnet in the middle of it, and the magnet would be moving back and forth inside a coil, and then you could generate, you know, charge your batteries with that, and that would be the most efficient for an electric vehicle, and they've done that already. Like, they already have linear generators in cars, but we're not doing it with, you know, everybody yet. And I think that's what it is. We have the technology, but they don't want to give us something that could be done cheap and anybody could do it. And if somebody figures out how to make it so anybody could build their own vehicle, then we would have a solution, right? Mm-hmm. It's something light, cheap to make, just regular parts from Lowe's or something. You know, you order everything from eBay. We should be able to make our own vehicles. I know that sounds crazy, but we're going to have to do this soon anyway. We're going to change these big, heavy vehicles into something smaller and slower to save energy. I think we're going to have more time because there isn't much work going on anymore. Right? The robots
are going to
do
everything. Yeah,
because
you can see a lot of people. You can see a lot of people on television, you know, that they're wanting to get into all of this, you know, the different kind of, what they call that, when people look for the paranormal and all that stuff. But there, you can see that they're wanting to do more technological things than actual labor things. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to work. You know?
Well, you shouldn't have to work. Like, robots can do all the labor. Well, I think we got Sergeant Miller with us. Are you with us, Sarge?
Yeah, I was just listening to your conversation.
Yeah, I don't know how long you've been there. I just want to see who was on the call. How you been?
Oh, it's just another day in paradise.
Of course.
Yeah, sip a little Corona, you know.
Little like money Snoop. Fox. Nothing about it. It won't kill you. It'll just make you broke.
Ain't that like a cold beer in this one, in this hot as summertime, huh?
Yeah, heat wave, bubble everywhere. It just broke here because we got rain today and it cooled off some night after that. It only rained about 10 minutes because of how hot it's been.
Yeah, you see that little dude on a commercial with Snoop Dogg. Y'all ever saw that one? And he said, man, I'm having a beer with Snoop D-O-W-G.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all saw that one. Yeah. He said, so most people just call me Snoop. And then at the end of the commercial, he said, D-O-W-G. Oh, man, that was hilarious. And he got him to sink his phone in the bucket of ice, and then he gave him a Corona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was funny. Speaking of
Corona. To see if your phone can take it.
Well, I think it was actually for the commercial. Is what it was.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see him. I haven't seen a commercial.
How's the road treating you out there? Saw it tonight.
High chance of bugs.
Oh, just got finished cleaning them off my windows.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear what I said about the ticks? The ticks that make you a vegetarian?
I never heard of that.
Yeah, I never did either. My son told me about it. And he's like a tattoo artist, so he talks to all kinds of people, especially the wrong people, too. But yeah, he has all this knowledge from all the people he talks to. Yeah. It says one bite, and it's spreading. It's all through the states. A lot of nations have it and stuff. So to me, it's like the creator is laughing at us in a way, like nature has a plan all the time. The weird thing was, it was like monkeys and man, and only like a couple of animals don't have this, whatever it is in them. Which is odd, which lets us eat meat, right? Like if most of the wildlife has it already, it's funny that we don't. It's weird. Did I get cut?
What's that?
That thing the tick has. It's got it in its saliva or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in almost every creature on the planet except for the apes and the monkeys and the men.
All right.
So isn't that a little strange that we're allowed to eat meat? Like we would be allergic to it if we had that.
Hello.
Yeah, jump in one of the dogs.
Oh, Two Feathers, how you doing? I mean, why not? Listen, I don't know. I just kind of jumped into listening to you guys, but I'm in the chat room, and Two Feathers, why not? You sound a little fuzzy and not clear. Just trying to help you out by letting you know that. I don't know if you're talking too close to the mic or what. I'm just trying to help your show be more understandable, and you're sounding like this... Hey, this thing, I'll just tell you what's going on. Fortunately, this thing has a mic, so does he know to be anywhere near me? I don't know. I'm just trying to help you out, but if you can sound a little clearer.
So, like, I'm not close enough or something to the mic? Is that what you're saying?
They're talking.
So, I can't. Yeah, I can't.
I don't know if you got anything in your throat or you could clear your throat. I'm just trying to help you out.
I don't know. I have a low voice, but I don't think I have anything in my throat.
Like
it could be a bad connection. I have lots of bad connections in this area.
I don't think it's a bad connection. It's just maybe your voice is so deep. I don't know. Listen to this chat room.
It could be.
Let me say this. You gentlemen in the chat room are laughing, Jim Jones, but what's your suggestion for why not so I can get this over with and get let a show proceed, please? Yeah. I'm talking to them now to see if I get an answer. I'm sorry, but not.
We're in control. That's okay.
You sound the same to me. You got a deep voice.
Yeah.
Can I get an answer in the chat room? I'm asking the chat room. Can I get an answer? What's the answer? They're laughing.
Yeah, because it's an interesting.
You talking real close to the mic? Why not?
I'm not. Like, I have a headset on, so it's really hard to change where the microphone is. And I don't have one of those microphones in front of me.
Toronto says so I'm going to drop the call then and let them continue.
Okay.
So they can. I'm talking to the chat room. That's why not. So.
Yeah, I usually have a lot of little issues with the thing going in and out and stuff. Like, it's my Wi-Fi here, and I have no solution because I have a phone.
All right.
Yeah. I appreciate it though.
I tried. Lord, I tried. I tried to talk.
You can hang out if you want. I don't get to talk too much.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Where's your buddy that rides shotgun with you? I can't think of his name.
Scotty?
Yeah, Scotty.
Scotty. The other night, I went off on Two Feathers about something that he played. It was a hoax. It was about the Jewish people. And when I went to say something to Scotty, he took it like I was, saying something about Jewish people, too. So I haven't talked to him since. And I don't know what to say, about...
Can you elevate your voice like, hi, how you doing? instead of your deep...
I can't really change it. Yeah.
But anyway, how you doing, Thompson? How you doing, Two Feathers? And how you doing, Studio A, Revolution Radio? I just said hello. Trying to help, but...
Yeah.
You sound the same to me, but, I don't know what to say. So I just try to help. I'll let you guys go. But
all right, have fun.
Try to put a little feminine in your voice and hi, how you doing?
A little high pitch. I don't know. I'll try.
You guys rock and roll. I'll sign off.
Okay.
All right. There's Sarge left too. He's Sergeant left. I wonder why.
Did he?
Oh, he's
skedaddle paddle.
Oh, he's back. He's back.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, then. Thank you guys for letting me come in and try to help. I don't
anytime. Know. The...
All right, then.
Kiss boo-boo for us.
Yeah.
Just what?
I say kiss boo-boo for us.
Oh, she's playing angel. I got it. I will do that for you guys.
So all right. You did. You gave her you gave her some Salisbury steak with a little kiss of
She has homemade Italian meatloaf.
Yeah.
Nice.
she's sound asleep now. All right then, I'll let you guys go. Carry on my path. So. Bye bye, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you for pulling me in and letting me help you guys out. Do the best you can. Just say, go clear your throat, maybe. Chug a shot of vodka.
It could be a drink, maybe.
Smoke some good apples, some good cannabis. All right.
That's probably what it is. I didn't smoke enough. Yeah.
I'll let you go though. God bless you guys.
All
right. Yeah, you
too, Jared. So, what is the topic tonight? What do you think, Two Feathers?
I don't know. I stick my finger in my mouth. Not much, man. Just trying to. moving my Wi-Fi box because one of my sons complaining that he's getting too much radiation from the Wi-Fi box. So I'm going to have to move into his brother's room.
To his brother's more.
Yeah, his brother's like complaining because he can't play his PS4 game. You know, the Wi-Fi's not coming in. Or the router,
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't feel like his signal's strong enough, so he feels like if he was closer, you know.
I do want to say something about that. There's a 5G connection on routers. Like it'll say 5G or 2.5G or something. And that 5G is just the frequency, like it's the speed of the router, and it's not 5G, fifth generation, it's just the 5 gigahertz, it's exactly what it says it is. So it's just a higher speed router that goes 5G. But that's not the 5G they're installing on the towers, because the 5G on the towers goes up to 200 gigahertz, so... you know, like this is just a low end 5 gigahertz that, like it's twice the phone frequency, so that you can do twice as much data for your gaming. You know, so you should look into that, see if you have 5G on your router for his games. And I'm not sure what really affects us, you know, when they talk about 5G, because the fifth generation is really high frequency, and the high frequency means that you have to have like a line of sight, like it has to be between antennas for you to get enough energy to send signals at high frequencies like that. So it's possible that you'd have to be between the antennas for it to really affect you. You know, because the higher the frequency goes up, the more like light it is. It starts to become just a focused magnetic wave. You know, like a tower, like a radar and stuff is just a small dish antenna, so it focuses the energy into a small beam. So it's directional. So when you start getting to those higher frequencies, they have to point it at you for it to hurt you. And then it has to be enough power. So I don't think they have that kind of power in fifth generation to use it as a weapon against you. Like, even though they talk about it all the time. And I think it's really low power, like as low as they can get it to work. Because when you think about it, it costs them for how much energy they use. So they're not going to use something that's, you know, so powerful that it affects everybody around it. And there isn't any testing yet because they don't want to know. You know, like they want to get as much money out of it for the cost of putting it in.
Yeah, that's why you got to watch the birds, like they're saying.
Yes. Yeah, why they're falling out of the sky. They probably do get radiated when they go between the antennas. Like that, it's probably more dangerous for them. Maybe we should be testing those kind of birds and see what happens when they go through the antenna. See if they change to a new species, right? We don't know what we're going to get next with all our new technology.
Yeah, because the bird flu is very general. You know how many birds, species of birds there is? You know, you could be a little bit specific. You know, the mockingbird flu or the red cardinal flu.
That'll be the variants when we get to that point. The strange thing is those things don't normally change species unless the scientists are playing games, right?
Mm-hmm.
We play God. So the system's good already, and we keep playing games and making it worse.
Well, that's the best thing your government does, is makes your life living hell.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, it's your fault.
Yeah.
You made us do it.
For a government like this, we need terrorists. Shit.
They are the terrorists. We knew that. Even when they were hijacking airplanes, when they made that all up, the terrorists, it was still something like, who would hijack an airplane to go to Cuba or something? Don't you think maybe they made that up to terrorize us? I mean, when you think about it, who does these crazy things? Like, who would think to do something like that? You know, like hold up a whole bunch of people to get a ride somewhere. And from that time until now we've got terrorism everywhere. That's our number one enemy. We actually said that that's what we're at war against. When they come out every year and tell us what we're still at war against, so they can keep using their powers. It was terrorism the last couple of years.
So it makes for some great movies, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're going to do is next. They get a two for that, you know? Like they scare you, and then it really happens for real. They feed off all our bad energy, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what's so funny about this whole thing. But you gotta wonder, is it good energy to kill things? Like, don't you think that's what they're feeding off us?
Or are they getting good energy by giving us the jab? Or, killing us? Terrorizing us,
mm-hmm.
Why they not doing that to the affluent community? You know, why they got to come bombard the folks that are at least trying to make some type of decent life out of this life? And, you know, and that's the best that they can do is take on the people who are not in power, know, that don't have all this power and control and big money and, huh?
Too many people on the beach, right?
On the what?
Too many people on the beach. You know, like they want some room on the beach, so they take it out on the little people. Like, what good's a resort if there's not enough room for everyone, right? So when we get overpopulated, they're going to get rid of all the people that, they don't need them, so that they have more room on the beach.
Yeah, the useless eaters, the goyim.
Yeah, but you know what I say, huh? If you look around, if they would look around a little bit closer on the beach, they see people that's just like them. It's not the little people. It's people that's just like them. You know, the ones with the classy shorts and the polo shirts, and that's the ones that's on the same people like them is on the beach. It's
so
not the little people.
The little
people got to do staycations. That's what they call them. Staycations. They got to stay at home.
Well, so the beach don't get crowded for the uppity ups. Yeah.
Right. It's not the little people, that's on the beach.
You can't afford it, yeah.
Can't afford it?
Well, that does cut it down.
Well, you can go on the beaches of Normandy, if you remember that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that was a sacrifice, right?
Oh, man.
And talk about all the heroes that went to sacrifice for us.
Hmm.
Why do we have wars? Like, why is it even an issue anymore? Like, our budget is mostly war right now.
So you think that's the agenda, is to get us to just keep fighting and spend all our money on war?
Well, the country was founded on war.
Yeah, I kind of like rather look into that. Like, all we know is what they told us.
Mm-hmm.
With everything. You know, like, where was the real negotiations back then? They didn't have to, right?
And you think that, like, after all of these years, that you talk about the sum of all man's knowledge. Look, we don't even equal up to an acorn. If we got to sit in, all we could think of is war, that just makes us have the brain size of an acorn. Go ahead.
You're right. That's the sum of man's knowledge, is how well we fight. And a lot of us at this station just pay attention to the fight. It's like real interesting to us. Isn't it? We want to know how many people you can blow up. You know, and they just sink one of their ships or something, like their battleship again. No, it was a tugboat or something. They just sunk one of those missiles for sinking ships. Like, they used it as soon as they got them, right? Here we go. We'll be back in a flash.
After a long day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
Hey, all right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Hello, world. And this is White Knight here. And it's a round table, and it's interesting. It's an interesting way this world goes. I have to laugh that, you know, like, I think everything since the beginning has been kind of made up to fool everyone, to keep us in kind of a confusion and in fear of things. Like, if there was a creator and everything was so good for us, we wouldn't have any fears. It wouldn't even be like ramping up for war all the time and stuff and kind of keeping everybody in fear. It's strange how we can afford to spend all this money moving ships around, you know, the cost of fuel and stuff, and we can't afford a supply chain, you know, to keep us fed and stuff through the winter. And we're getting rid of our animals because we can't afford to feed them with the grains and stuff. And so when you look at this whole situation, I can't see a reason for any of it. I can see that we went bankrupt in America. I can see where, you know, like, we're kind of as selfish as you can get. I can see the world is about to change into an unselfish place because we just can't live selfishly anymore. But I can't see how any of it was on, you know, like by accident. Like, the price of gas is only because they turned off the pipelines, won't let you look for more gas, and because we're having this fight. And the interesting thing is, Putin came out, and I've said it a lot of times, he said that he didn't raise the price. So if he didn't do it, then all of this is speculation. And when you think about it, these superpowers, both of them, have enough gas to run for 100 years. So why are we having a gas shortage, or ever having a gas shortage? And why is it set up for, like, not enough water and not enough grain? You know, like, we've never had issues like this. We've always been paying people not to grow enough food. So, and we use 10% for our fuel for ethanol and stuff. So a lot of our grain goes right into our fuel now. So I got Sergeant and I got Two Feathers, and we're all listener supported here. And we are number one because we actually use our senses and try and figure out what's the real story behind the story, right? What do you think, Sergeant? What is the
point? Well, I mean, when you say the words "build back better," that's a catch 22.
You know, because I mean,
I've done carpentry, plumbing, and a little electrical work. I mean, in order to build back better, you got to demolish it. You got to demolish it first, you know.
But you got to be able to afford something better. You can't just, you know, price everything so high. Let's build back better now, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean,
we lower the price first.
Well, you got a commander in chief with the brain of an acorn. You know,
that's why they want to build back better, because the price is so high.
And that was an insult to acorn.
Yes. Oh, we've had the worst, like, Punch and Judy show ever. It just keeps getting better. Like, they're all criminals. And we're going to vote for one of these criminals. Why? There's good people on the planet. You don't have to have these idiots in power. You got a bunch of spoiled children that get to be in power over everyone else, and we're not spoiled because we don't get enough to live.
Oh, well, they got a saying, dumb criminals go to jail and smart criminals go to Congress. So there you go.
Yeah, they know somebody. Sally, that's why they did something criminal. If they can get away with it. They were burning cities last year. Look, as if that's no problem at all. That's what we do when we're pissed off. We pay people to fight. So, what do you think? Do you think terrorism is just something we pay for?
Oh, of course. Of course. Anytime.
So when you have these issues.
Well, anytime this government says, like, war on drugs or war on terrorism, it's a war of. It's not war on, it's a war of. So whenever you hear those words.
They put the drugs on the street and then blamed us for being drug addicts. You know, wouldn't give us any power to fight with them, you know? I totally get it. You're never going to solve the problem. You got to get rid of the problem. You can't just band-aid it up. They didn't give us something that would work. You know, we keep saying great, but who has really looked over it and tried to get a better deal? Aren't we supposed to, you know, look over our documents every so many years and see how much more we could do for each other?
Nope.
I mean, what do you think, so?
I mean, yeah, I mean, well, I mean, social media took that away.
We shouldn't even have that kind of stuff where it's like a narrative that we follow. And, you know, like they keep putting out things to push our buttons.
But I was going to say,
that's
nope.
A waste of time.
We don't get to look at the documentation because they don't want us to look at they taking $2.3 million and going studying gender identification and catfish.
Because we didn't stop them.
And this happened years ago that they were doing that. That was just one project. What they call it, earmarks?
Mm-hmm.
Sergeant Miller?
It's pocket money. They put it in their friends' pockets. You know, they don't really do these studies. It's just a cover for, you know, a way to give somebody some money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to grease the wheel.
Yeah. Right now, we're sending weapons over there, and they're ending up on the black market. So is there a war really going on, or are they just selling all the weapons they can to anybody? And maybe Putin's in on it.
Well, I just hope the catfish are eating well.
Sure they are.
It might be even, you know, with all the bio research that we're doing over there in those labs over there, with that lady called, I heard they haven't heard too much from her lately, huh? The one says, well, what was her name, Sergeant Landry or something?
The one that they did the interview with when she told them about the labs?
Yeah, she said we have bio research centers or something.
Was it Newland? Something like that, Newland, I think.
It was Newland.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not around much anymore.
Yeah, that went over people's heads.
Right. Shoot. Over their head.
Yes, she's probably lucky she's alive still. She knows too much.
Well, it was, she said she wouldn't call them bio research labs per se. She put it in quotation marks with both fingers, huh? Mm-hmm. Both hands. I wouldn't necessarily call them bio research labs. You know, we got to give them.
Isn't it funny the way they talk?
No,
they talk like you don't know what they're saying.
Right.
Like that's rhetoric, the whole you know point. It. Anybody can see it.
But that's the whole point. They want to mind rape us as far as they can stick it in our ears. And then, you know what? And they laugh about it. You know, that's what's so funny. They laugh about it.
I was thinking that they like waving it in your face, you know. Whatever bothers you.
Well, it's not that it bothers us. It's just that they're getting away with it. And who feels like they could stand against the beast? You know?
Everybody can. It doesn't even take a crowd. It's just everybody is capable of standing against this bullshit. Evil is just the dead world wanting to live, you know, like live through you. So it's stealing all your energy. So you can live in this dead world and believe all this nonsense that they're making up, or you could actually just ignore it and enjoy life, walk away. That's what walk away means, when you don't need any of this stuff.
Right. Well, we're going to enjoy it no matter what. You know, that's what they fail to realize. We're going to enjoy it no matter what. But the thing is, yeah. I wouldn't say made up. If they're sitting there stealing us blind, and we got a $30 trillion plus debt that hangs over our heads, and we're paying more at the gas pump, and food is outrageous, and you can't get baby formula, and they got to close the baby formula freaking manufacturing plant for the second time. I mean,
that's another topic. That was another topic that my son brought up, you know, because we spent a lot of hours on the phone. He said the baby formula was poison and it's been killing a lot of children in other countries. And the problem is that there's no nutritional value to it. So if you don't supplement it with something, and they actually supplement it here, they add minerals and stuff to it. But in the other countries, they weren't adding enough and the water wasn't good for them. So it was killing the babies and they lost hundreds of babies trying to talk them into going into formulas. And what they would do is they would give you enough formula so that your breasts would dry up before you'd run out of formula. And then you couldn't go back to your breasts. And that was their evil freaking plan to get everybody on formula. And then when you look at the ingredients, it's just syrup and water. It's not good at all. So you're not giving your child enough. And that's when that's all they're on is formula. So you got to look into this stuff because your system doesn't like to have too many people because too many people start thinking for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how things change.
I can tell you, I got a cousin, he got a 4-month-year-old and they came by a Sunday. And man, look, that she had gas and that throw up. Oh man, that throw up, that's a special smell right there. And I was like,
is that formula?
And I'm looking at him. Yeah, that was on formula. What is it, Enfamil?
Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember how hard it was for the baby
and
to
keep
it down.
And I'm asking, I'm like, why are you not breastfeeding? Oh, that's every excuse under the book. And I'm looking at her like, I said, but you can find your babysitter for you to go to the club, but you can't find the time to breastfeed your own child.
Oh.
But that's the problem. You can't go to the club if you need to breastfeed and stuff. You got
to
spend more
back
time
to Mundo.
With the baby.
Yeah, your baby can't be sucking on a high martini.
You can't substitute formula for breast milk. There's no substitute for breast milk. The man's not going to come up with something that's nutritious, no matter what they add to it.
What if the formula that was contaminated was ran through the processing plant of Bill Gates?
No, this wasn't contaminated. This was the fact that they don't put enough nutrition in it, and the babies die from malnutrition.
Yeah, you're talking about the Abbott, you have to think plan. About it.
Yeah, I mean,
no, I'm talking about the trials when they started doing formula back in the 50s and 60s. They were trying to push it, and they were going around the world talking other nations into it, and they were killing babies all over. They had a lot of lawsuits and stuff over this, and it was because there's not enough nutrition in the formula. And they added more, like, you know, whatever minerals and stuff, supplements. Think about it. The supplements are just, you know, breaking the rocks down and putting them in. It's not really the same thing as the way the plants break down the rocks and the way your body breaks it down and gives the baby, you know, the energy of the mom. Like, you really want that, you know? That's all your protection. You can't just mix up some syrup and water. My son said some sugar and water. You know, that's all it is. And he's got 7 children, so I think he knows. I don't think he's ever used formula. And then I give you a formula that comes out of that book where you just use corn and boil it a little bit, and then you can use flaxseed and something else, slippery elm, they said. You know, so that's right out of the OASP. That means the Creator gave us that formula to solve the problem that we're having right now with these stupid people trying to figure out, you know, how do we feed our children? At this day and age, we should know everything. So doesn't that mean your government isn't helping you any? If your children are dying because we don't even know how to feed our children. They didn't teach us anymore. It's not complicated.
That's the problem.
Makes sense.
That's the problem. It's not complicated. That's the problem.
So it fools people because it's too easy to see. They want the science to explain it. No, you got to believe this.
I mean, you know, being called a conspiracy theorist, you know, you got to wear it like a badge of honor these days. You know?
Well, who would believe a scientist is going to come up with a better formula than breast milk? It's just, you know, Bill Gates is working on it right now. It's synthetic breast milk. Is there a creator? Or are we going to have dead babies again?
Yeah, I wouldn't trust Bill Gates to plunge my toilet.
I know. He is the program. But he programs your mind with your computer, and he decides who's going to live and die.
Yeah, and he likes viruses, whether it's computer or organic human beings. He loves viruses.
And I was reading up a little bit on the Bible, and it says something about bringing the kingdom of heaven down on earth. And I would think that's the evil gods wanting to live forever. Like, they want to come up with a, you know, like a mechanical man that they can transfer their body or their soul into so that they can come back to life or something. And we're probably paying for it.
Well, I would beg to differ. Go ahead, son.
Yeah, I knew you would. That's why I brought it up.
Well, was that old hag that died, Philip? The queen, what was that, the queen's husband, Philip? The one that looked like the crib keeper.
Yeah.
Well, didn't he say...
Wasn't he the one that wanted to... Didn't he want to be a virus or something?
Yeah. He was like, I wish I could come back and be the deadliest virus and mankind. And I'm like, okay, yeah, he got some wires missing. He looked like a walking virus. Shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, doesn't it seem like the type of figureheads that we have up running our government, and, you know, the head of a major part of these corporations and all of that?
It's, you know, it's real simple to just say, what would the Creator do? And then you look at these people and you think, they're not being inspired to help anyone. They're actually hurting people. their ideas are negative, you know, like they don't want as many people. If that guy wanted it to be a virus, you know, how is that from the creator? You know, they gave us life. Like, these people live in a dead world, and the more that they want to, you know, be dead or get you to be dead or whatever, the more miserable everybody is. So you got to put good energy out to get good energy back. So look where the world's at right now. They taught us to be selfish. And anyone can see that's what the problem is. Like, isn't the only way out to not be selfish at this point? Otherwise, we're all going to go to war. Because that's what they want. They want us to fight in the streets. What happens when you run out of meat?
What happens if we're just the butt of their joke?
We are the butt of their joke because they think they're in control.
Right.
The greatest thing man can do is take life, not give life, you know? Like, they're not the creator. Right. So you can tell, you know, which side they're on by their results. And if you look at the church, they stole all the land. They got 10% of everybody's income. How could I think that's for the creator? Everybody's poor still. They didn't stop any war in the world. So that means the whole belief system, has been evil all along. And we can't see that at this point. There's no way out if we keep believing it.
No offense to the Catholics, but the widow's dowry. That is something that
they
Catholics
tried
should pay
to conquer
attention to.
The world. So am I supposed to somebody that forced his will on everyone is the right way to think? Answer a question, Two Feathers. Is it a force that comes from the belief system? Like the force is with you?
Oh, it's just a faith base.
Well, where's the choice in that? Because it seems like you only get one choice when it comes to that.
It's just you walk in that beautiful way, and then you get beautiful results.
Yeah, but so how does everybody get there? Like, why doesn't it explain it that way?
Because everybody doesn't want it. A lot of people choose to go to the dark side. Come to the dark side, Luke.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I think everybody wants to get to the right place, but in a world like this, you get compromised.
Sorry, I don't believe that.
Why wouldn't the creator create all good people?
Because
then they get compromised from the evil in the world.
Because there's people that rather either do dark side motives than try to motivate, you know, and do positive things in society.
Don't you think they were raised that way? They might have been in a situation where they thought that's how it plays. But you're in a capitalist society. It's a survival of the fittest. So what do you expect people to be like? You watch your government and you watch your religions and they're all bloodthirsty and killing things. So why wouldn't we all be like that?
Right, because all of us...
Like, show me where the creator is. Well, not all of us, but enough of us to terrorize the rest of us. So how is it that it got this way? If we've got a good belief system, how does that work?
Because they haven't put it into action.
Why aren't we all vegetarians? Answer that question. If Jesus was a vegetarian, why aren't we all vegetarians by now? Like, how did we get that screwed up?
I don't even know why that's even part of the conversation.
Well, it's always part of my conversation because people are dying and because I relate it to killing things to live. And I know that's a little bit tough for some people, but the way I look at it is you got to lose your feelings if you're going to take someone's life. You know, so well, you have to practice that.
Yeah, they ought to say that whenever they harming, wanting to harm people with their freaking jabs and their freaking bombs, huh?
But you see, if you're going to kill to live, eventually your government's going to kill everything because your government's in charge. So we're under like a bad influence, and we're all ending up acting like that because we fight with each other, and we start to think everybody lies because our government does, and we think everything's a fight, and the only way out is to fight your way out. And none of that is true when you think about it. Like, Jesus didn't fight for everything that he did. He just made a point, and nobody liked his point, that's all. You don't have to fight. If you know what you're saying is true, you got it from somewhere else so nobody could trust it. But that's the kind of shit I get right now. The OASP is such an amazing book that nobody's ever seen anything like that before. And I still get this dogma crap, you know, where somebody thinks there's dogma involved. And that book has nothing to do with dogma. It's to clear up all the dogma. Like, we're not being forced to be good. Does your book teach to be no choice? You have to be good?
Yeah.
My book teaches that you'll eventually be good anyway because you're tired of living in a dead world and everything's dying around you. You start wanting to live eventually. What it is that you can have two different worlds. One is where you're kind of pissy with everyone, and the other one's where you're happy with everyone. And some people think like being happy with everyone is kind of being miserable. Like, who wants to be happy, right? Don't you like fighting over everything? The question would be, why would I blame it on the Bible? That's what's on my mind. Your Bible. Like, why didn't it solve anything up until now? And you're going to say it's because people are sinners and they can't stop sinning. And I'm going to say they didn't teach us not to be sinners. They taught us to be sinners.
Well, I wouldn't say, you know, I would call it straight out sinning, because that's the first thing you run to with your conversation is sin. I would say they're not listening to their heart. I wouldn't say they're sins. I would, because wrongdoing is not sin. It's just how do I use it?
Not knowing any better. Not knowing any better.
Well, no, you know better. I mean, come on. You grew up to be from a child to an adult. You know it better. You know not to go put
so
your hand in the fire.
Being,
you know, oh, I didn't
so
know.
So being selfish. Being selfish, I think, it can explain it all. You know, where it's about what you get out of it. See, I think that's what's wrong with the world. We've been selfish up till now. Even in our belief systems, it's us getting to a good place, and it doesn't matter who else gets there. And that kind of thinking is wrong. Like, even since before Jesus, there was good people that told us it was about other people. Like, it's not even life without other people in the world. So somebody taught us that we're what's important. Get what you can out of it. And in the Bible, it makes you, like, in a way, like, you have to do the right thing. If you don't, you're going to hell. So, you know, everybody's, like, a little bit against it because they don't like being forced to do the right thing. They'd rather do it because they would have done it anyway. But somebody came along and said, you have to, and then you don't want to anymore. So that's what your Bible is fighting. When you force people to do something, they kind of rebel. So it's the wrong
See,
way to
no,
get your
wait,
point
time
across.
Out, time out. No, the Bible doesn't.
Anytime.
It's like, in other words, what it does is it has you follow your heart. If you listen to your heart, or God.
It's more like follow your preacher.
Oh, your heart. It's just listening to your heart.
Yeah, but you see, it depends on if your heart's selfish or not. What do you think, Sergeant?
Well, I mean, society. I mean, I done heard stories about people. You're talking about the formula. That people yeah. actually fighting over, you know, like the last couple cans, maybe in a Walgreens or a Walmart. I heard stories. You had so, you had one woman. She was grabbing like 15 cans, and the lady next to her was like, "Well, can I get three of them?" You know, there's yeah, stories yeah. like that. I mean, yeah. I mean, look, I look what we've been first. Through. Yeah, with the pandemic. You know, oh, you're being selfish because you don't want to get vaccinated or wear your mask. And I'm like,
so this is evidence.
Yeah, it's a propaganda piece that's embedded.
So I'll ask you a good question. Which one of the Bibles, I know you don't want to answer this, but which one of them gets you selfish or unselfish? And what book on this planet gets you to be unselfish?
Well, I mean, which Bible? You're talking about the 1611 King James?
Up until now, we're all selfish in a way. Like, we eat meat, we hurt each other, we don't even raise our children right. You know, so what have they taught us? It's not about having a future. It's about, like, even making it to a future. You don't even live that long because of the pollution and stuff. So they've been taking things away instead of helping us get further. You know, we've got technology. Everybody could be building things, and we could be building anything. We'd probably be building spaceships by now, but we waste so much time on the news, all the things they poke us with, and our fears that we're never going to get anywhere. If we got anywhere, the system would change, and they don't want that. They want to stay in control.
So well, it's just like the guy, just like the security guard in Buffalo that got killed. He was working on that water technology on the engine.
Yeah.
You know, whenever someone like that comes along and has a very, very structured idea, the government go in action and it's like, oh, threat, you know. Mr. Anderson in The Matrix.
So when you really look at it, it looks like everything that could be good is being taken away from us.
Oh, yeah, that's the program. That's the whole purpose of The Matrix.
So doesn't that put it on the dead world side? Like, it's keeping us from living?
Yeah, I mean, look at our...
Isn't that the whole story?
Look at our heroes that inspired us throughout all our lifetime on this round table.
Yeah.
Need I say more?
Yeah. No, the whole thing is like I was brought up as a fighting world, you know, where you have to fight for a living. And, you know, survival of the fittest. You put yourself in the food chain and see whether you're going to survive or something's going to eat you first. So it's okay to kill things because shit will kill you if you don't kill them. You know?
Yeah, but Hillary Clinton still doing cartwheels in her front yard. You know, I mean, Nancy Pelosi probably made another... $13 million this year with a, what, $100,000 salary? Yeah, Mitch McConnell, you know, he's still eating turtle soup imported from China.
So, yeah, they can get what they want. So is it possible for the world to flip and for the lower class to actually have a class?
I would love to see it.
I think it goes right back to Jesus being a vegetarian. Like, I think that was a huge find. And, you know, like if he was saying things like killing a lamb is just as bad as killing a man, we should at least look into it, because it's possible that all of our systems have kept us from this knowledge. And they wanted the world to be like this, you know, where we're at each other. It says in that book of Ospi, it says that we're in the time of the seventh era, and man is going to put away killing things and lose the contention between each other. Because it's like that thing where, you know, being like the lion that knows death and fear, and being like the horse, you know, just enjoying life and not even caring about that stuff. Why would we know that stuff, you know, if you didn't have to kill to live?
Yeah, well,
so it's an energy change.
Yeah, and that's, and I think today is actually the summer solstice. I was listening to Dr. Kaba Kamin. He's an astrologist, you know, alchemist. He did a lecture, and what he said, 24,000 years. This is the age of Aquarius officially. This is the first one of summer solstice. Yes, this is today. Actually, today.
This is the first day. Summer too.
Yeah. Well, it's the middle of.
I mean, the year is really in the middle of the summer, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The natural year. So, 24,000 years, that's since the flood. So this is how far we've gotten since the flood. Are we ready to get destroyed again?
The apocalypse? I'm going to find it for you. I think it's on his YouTube page. It's either on his YouTube page or BitChute, but I'll find it for you.
I want to ask you if you saw that Sila Shalom video, you know, It's a Vibes, where he does Malachi Maccabee with the title is like We're Sacrificing to the Demons.
And that's when they go into the Torah?
They explain how the Torah was written and stuff, inspired by angel.
No, I haven't watched it, but I saw it, you know, I saw when he had posted it.
Yeah. I wonder if Two Feathers watched it. Did you watch anything from him yet?
No, I haven't had time, why not?
Yeah, I didn't think you would. I think the last thing I told you when I hung up on you was, if you're not going to watch it, I'm not going to talk to you. And then I said, save your family, you know, because if we don't change the way we are, we're going to be lost. You know, like, how are you going to walk away if you don't know the Creator? Like, how can you survive without some knowledge in your life? I know people don't see it that way, but when you say trust your heart, isn't that the Creator? That, you know, like you're communicating with the source. That's why you know when you're doing right and wrong.
Good point.
It's what's funny about getting it wrong. You know, like, how did we get it wrong up until now that we're still spending more money on war than we do for our food chain right now? Plus, we're supporting Ukraine more than we're supporting ourselves. I heard him come out and say that Ukraine is saving us because they're fighting with Russia. Gotta back them.
Yeah.
They're fighting for us, I think he said. I can't handle their ways. You know, because when you think about it, we're not allowed to kill. And it just says it that way. even in your book. Mine says any living thing, but it says you're not allowed to kill. So how do you misinterpret that? It's too simple, right? But just that one thing would change the world if you actually followed that commandment.
Huh?
So what's our
the Nicene excuse? Creed? As the Nicene Creed.
Right.
A lot of people don't know about the Nicene Creed.
Well, isn't that the Jesus time?
Constantine.
Essenes.
Yeah, that's the second one. The Nicene. It was the Council of Nicaea. Or was it 315,
323, 325? So is that when they set up the ways we should be doing things?
Well, that's when Constantine mixed the church with the military, and you got the Holy Roman Catholic Empire. Yeah.
Yeah, the Crusades.
Yes, sir.
Now, can you say if that was a force to deal with? I mean, they went and changed the world into Catholics.
Sure. They changed time, the Gregorian calendar. once you change time like this.
The question is, how would they get it right? Like, how could you say that up until now, man has done the right thing when we look at the world and we're almost at third world war status? And we've been at war almost all the time, my whole life. You know?
Well, I know people talking about World War III, but to me, we was already in World War III on the Junior Bush. I mean, look at the alliances that came out of that with that project, the Greater Israel Project, where they had to take down a lot of countries that didn't have the central banks at that time. Syria, Iran, well, Iraq. But when they attacked Iraq, they installed a central bank.
Yeah, but that's the whole game anyway, is business. And then the business gets people killed, and that's really a sacrifice to their gods. But nobody wants to hear it that way. But when you look in the OASPI, it says what happens to you if you get sacrificed that way. You know, so you're in confusion. And then you get pulled away to some, you know, like belief system that you believe in, and you stop learning. Like this world right now, they're keeping us from learning. So obviously we're not following the right system, the right way to do things. Like we would be giving free education to our children if we had a great country.
Of course.
Yeah. And then we would give them the potential to do something with it, because that would return the most. So if we're not getting that kind of a society, then our system is bleeding us dry. And all the religions too, all of them. Like they're not telling us not to kill things, even though it's one of their commandments. So it seems like they told us how to kill things instead of stopping us.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of a God are we under if it wants us to kill each other? So there's a question for you, Two Feathers. How do you justify that guy on the throne? Because the world's at war right now, and it's always been at war. You think it's bad people.
What's that?
The reason that we're at war. It's just the way people are.
Fun to watch.
Couldn't it be that we eat meat that makes us aggressive?
No, it's just man.
How
it says,
you know?
You know what, you know what my book says? It says evil men will wax worse and worse. So we watch.
Well, you don't think it could be from killing everything in the planet?
Just man's following his true heart. That's man following his true heart. What his true heart is.
How could it be true heart?
Because he wants to hurt other people. He wants to not feed your baby natural formula. They doesn't want your baby to want to give you women two jabs and a booster, possibly two boosters. You know, feed your remdesivir, follow the CDC in the hospital.
This
you
is
know,
our
in the hospital
for not believing in your God. Your God is
your God is Anthony Fauci. That's the God of man. Because people want to adhere to what is protocol in the hospital.
We've been running this country on the pulpit, you know, like whatever the churches say, the people vote like. So I don't trust anything here.
Right.
Because up until now, we were forced to believe something. And whenever you're forced to do something, when somebody says no, you want to say, I want to do it. Because, you know, why should somebody stop you from growing?
Right.
So this whole thing of like you have no choice, you have to be good, is just a plan to me, like the psychology makes you bad. And then to allow everybody to kill things to live, that's like we were taught to do the wrong thing so that we can't know the creator. And then we end up in a world like this where we're killing each other and we think it's okay. We're doing it for the right reason. Well, the right reason, there's no right reason to kill each other. No matter what kind of war you want to come up with. So we're doing it for the wrong reason, and we're under the wrong God, and it seems like all these belief systems are the same evil shit. Like, they all want to fight each other.
Wow.
Oh, you don't see that. Christians want to fight Muslims right now.
No, that's...
We've got all kinds of problems at the border.
Huh?
Got all kinds of problems at the border. People don't see how we're all the same.
Well, that's because the Catholics are letting them in. That's because the Catholics are letting them in.
But we shouldn't even say Catholics. We shouldn't even have.
But Joe Biden is a Catholic, so he's your president. He's your president.
We have freedom. We have freedom in America that religion's not supposed to affect us. And all I've had all my life is somebody telling me I have no choice. I have to believe
in Jesus. That's
right.
You got
to
accept your president, Joe Biden, which is a Catholic. So you must accept him. And that's why that's what your answer is about the people coming in at the border. Go ahead.
The president means priest. Prime minister, minister, priest.
There you go.
Principal.
Yeah, so are we... Are we supposed to follow the leader, Simon says?
Well, when you follow the leader, you just end up confounded, right? And you brought up the word war. So war means to confuse, to mix up. Right? When you have conflict or debate, even in conversation, it creates dispute, hostility. Which is also another word for war, right?
Yeah, the game of chess.
Right? War, World War III, what you brought up, is, again, a dispute. It's a fight. It's a combat. It's confusion. It's all meant to confuse you. So that you
keep you talking about it.
Later.
Right, you need a leader to get you out of the confusion.
Right.
Yeah, and so everybody wants a savior like Trump or something, and Trumpty Dumpty, we can't afford to put them back together again.
Yeah.
You know, like we don't have the funds to go to war anymore. We don't have the funds to even buy the needs that we have to feed our babies at this point. And when they have a shortage, they go and spend extra money, you know, double the price, so that they can.
How much is America and Canada spending to support Ukraine compared to what they're spending on the health and education of their own countries?
Mm-hmm. I think they're pocketing all the money because they're broke right now, so they need an excuse to extract the money from us. But like these weapons that they're sending. Yeah, the weapons are just old. You know, the weapons aren't even useful right now. They can't sell them easily. But a war like this would give them a reason to sell them. Like, they'll take anything. And then they end up on the black market, so they're getting double paid.
Didn't Normandy fight on both sides of the war? The last war, World War?
I don't know.
Well, I know they fought both sides.
Pope come out and said that we're already in World War III.
Yeah, what does he know?
And I'm just just going off of Albert Pike's letter and Morals and Dogma. Couple of generals that came out with the documents, you know, the Greater Israel. You know.
But my point is, we've never had a way out of it, you know. So, you know, like, killing things for a living is what's causing it to me. You know, like, I don't see how you can have an excuse for killing things. Like, how can that give us any good energy?
I don't know, but I sure feel tired.
Tired?
Yeah, like I need an island vacation. I'd have some good energy then.
You should get more sleep. It'll give you enough time to sleep.
Yeah, well, I mean, a nice, you know how, like, when you think about laying on a sandy beach and the water where it's not rough, it just trickles up on the sand, and you like to be laying right there where it's just trickling right up on that sand. And you just lay there and don't even have to worry about moving. Even if you're there a whole couple of hours, it wouldn't matter. That's what I'm talking about. If you could picture that. You know?
Don't you think we would have a better way of taking vacation if it was up to us?
Hell yeah.
So isn't it time when we're supposed to, you know, change the system into something that's livable instead of, like, just extracting all of your life out of you?
Hmm. And it sure would be nice.
So we put in a lot thinking that we were going to have a future, and then, you know, they just take their packet, you know, that you're working towards.
Yeah, the mule with the rubber carrot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, rubber carrot.
Yeah.
Now you can't even find the carrot because we can't afford one.
Gotta have a rubber one.
I think it's almost over, you know? Like, how much more could they get away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, you're going to see a lot of republics. You're going to see a lot of republics come back.
Yeah, I like that idea.
You're going to see a lot of republics. And I think that
a lot of these countries have had enough. Yeah.
Yes. That's what, when they came up with that, the World Economic Forum, you know, each country laid on their sovereignty and let the medical tyranny take control. I think that was a real wake up call.
Yeah, they definitely went too far.
Yeah,
but if you look at it, they have no choice.
Yeah, sovereignty, like, the word sovereignty.
In Iwasby, it says 2045, the other beings are coming back. You know, like, that's their time of, I don't know, the people leaving here, like, every 400 years, they get a chance to leave the place. So they pick up all the people that have graduated. And in 2045, we're going to see aliens again. You know, just like 100 years before that, in 1945-50, we're seeing aliens. And if you look at it, everything's on a 100-year cycle. You know, so we're in a depression right now, right after the pandemic. That's the same way it went back in 1990 and stuff. You know, so we're almost right on time.
The 100-year cycle is the recent change. That's what the 100-year cycle is. So every 7 to 11 years, you have a market correction. Every 40 years, you have a... it's not so much as a currency reset.
Well, it's like a jubilee almost?
No, like, okay, so 1971, you had Richard Nixon take us off the gold standard to the American dollar. That's the 40-year turn. And it's actually kind of funny. Klaus Schwab is the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, which has began in 1971, right after Nixon took the gold off the standard and made the dollar. So then so that's 40 years. Every 80 years, you have what they call as a hard reset, and then every 100 years is a regime change, and that's what we're in right now. We're in the regime change.
Well, that's the same cycle as the central banks too.
And somebody else is right on time in Planet Hollywood with Monty Dean up next.
That's right, a new world. A world full of weed. Thanks, guys.
No, it was just getting good. Yeah.
I know. It's getting interesting.
Hey, hang on. I think I can. You got to drop the server.
Can you do it?
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.